Everybody, JD here. We're going to play the video that was, the audio was preempted on Sunday's broadcast. So enjoy. Hat tip goes out to Weber's Way 33, Infowars and Band dot video. Here we go.
Until this year, hydroxychloroquine was considered to be safe for all people. It was only after January of 2020 that hydroxychloroquine became the devil. So my name is Dr. Mark McDonald. I'm a child psychiatrist in private practice in West LA. I'm also one of America's frontline doctors who attended the America's Frontline Doctors Summit in DC 2 weeks ago. And I'm here today to support Dr. Barkey and the others at the Open the Schools rally because I believe it's absolutely critical that we get our children back to school safely without any mitigation measures like distancing, like masks, like daily testing, so that they can remain safe and grow and develop as they need to.
So you believe that the coronavirus is basically something like smaller, like to the flu, that we could, you know, be okay with, right?
Well, the virus is real, but the numbers are not. In fact, deaths as of today in the pediatric population from seasonal flu far exceed that from coronavirus. The CDC director himself announced this last week, while he was also announcing that suicides have gone up 25% since last year. Suicidal ideation has doubled. Depression has gone up 400% since the same time last year in the child population. So the problem today with children in terms of safety and health is not coronavirus. The problem is the response to the virus.
Why do you think YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook silence you guys?
Because what we're saying is dangerous. It's dangerous to a coalition of forces, specifically politicians, some media, and special interest groups, such as teachers' unions, pharmaceutical companies, and vaccine makers, to consolidate, grow, and maintain their power and their money.
Is hydroxychloroquine even bad?
Hydroxychloroquine has been a safe and effective medication throughout the world for 65 years. It was developed from tree bark and then turned into quinine, which was used by the British in India to protect against malaria infections. Today, the synthetic form, which is hydroxychloroquine, is used throughout the world. It is actually a WHO mandated necessary medication to prevent against malaria pandemics. And it's been used in the United States for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis on a daily basis for decades in patients who take it every single day, women, children, pregnant women, nursing mothers, and elderly adults. Even now in Africa, it's considered to be a supplement and sold over the counter in many countries safely and effectively. Until this year, hydroxychloroquine was considered to be safe for all people. It was only after January of 2020 that hydroxychloroquine became the devil.
What do you think? Who's pushing against hydroxychloroquine? Who's behind it?
Well, I think there's a coalition of forces that are behind the push against hydroxychloroquine. It started in January when Gilead Pharmaceuticals announced some benefit to a patented drug called remdesivir that reduced hospital stay course for those with coronavirus by 3 or 4 days. Certainly meaningful, but certainly not curative. As soon as that happened, media, politicians, other special interest groups got on board with trying to stop hydroxychloroquine from being made available by doctors to their patients. And a whole campaign was set against it, including several research publications like The Lancet back in June that published fraudulent data that was later retracted to say that hydroxychloroquine either didn't work or it killed people. My belief at this point is that it's all about the election. And there are people now in positions of power, politicians primarily, who will benefit from keeping America scared and stuck at home through November. And if all Americans had access to hydroxychloroquine, the pandemic would essentially end in about 30 days. And if that happens, a lot of people will lose.
And who are you voting for in 2020?
For which office?
For the presidency.
I voted for Donald Trump 4 years ago. I'll vote for him again.